If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Paul, good morning. I am confused about a couple of things, so get ready to straighten me out here and everybody else. First of all, you've got all these tensions in the Middle East, but the gas prices have been going down. How do you account for that?
That one's, part of it is we're going to a winter blend. So we're going with a little cheaper gas. The summer blend tends to be more expensive because of the ethanol that's in it. Right now we've made that shift over, so it is a cheaper blend. That's going to be temporary. We're also seeing a little bit less driving activity, so the amount of miles that are normally driven have backed off, so we're not seeing as much demand. And the last part is that the U.S. economy in general, and this is true globally, is not as dependent on oil as we have been historically. We've been slowly moving away and using less and more efficient in our use of gas. Those combination of factors have been in play for quite a while. So we're not seeing any big issues here. The key is going to be whether Iran joins the fray, because then the Straits of Hormuz are at jeopardy, and that's where most of the oil from the Middle East flows through.
Wall Street Journal headline today, stocks advance as flight to safety pauses. What does that mean exactly?
Well, the flight to safety has been the trade that's been on now really since the war began last week, and that's been a flight to the dollar and a flight to interest rates. So we saw the 10-year bond briefly get above 5%, and last week it rallied very strongly and got down to 4.5%. That's reversed a little bit. It's interest rates have picked up here a little, but that's been the key is the conflict continues on. Investors are looking for safety, and the two safest places to run, and historically this has been true during all of these types of events, has been the dollar and interest rate and the U.S. Treasury.
So the coming attractions this week, retail sales, and it's earnings time, isn't it? Earnings reports.
Yeah, it's for the analysts in the world, this is their Super Bowl, and it happens four times a year. So we're just getting that cranked up. We got some of the big bank earnings last week. We got Goldman Sachs this morning. They beat estimates. Johnson & Johnson this morning also did beat estimates. Retail sales out later today in about 35 minutes or so. That's going to be an interesting one to watch, because it's going to give us an indication of how the consumer is doing. To this point, there have been a lot of surveys. How are you feeling? What do you think about inflation? How's your household doing? Retail sales really is where the rubber meets the road, and we really get an idea of what the consumer is doing as opposed to what they're saying.
You mentioned in your newsletter that the larger stocks have done better than smaller stocks. How come?
I think some of it is a flight to safety that we talked about with the Treasury and the dollar. The other part of it, too, is I think with higher interest rates, there's a perception, at least, that companies like Meta, Apple, Google don't need the financing. So interest rates, they're impervious, at least, to higher interest rates. The interesting part of that, though, is that a lot of those companies, because of their size, really aren't growing as fast as they used to. They're very large multinational companies, so they're going to be growing their revenue at least more along the lines of the global economy at about a 3-6% annual clip. But investors have moved to those companies, and it's like a well-worn pair of jeans. It's comfortable. I know the company. I like it, and I'm not willing to stray anywhere else. So it's been working and continues to work. For how long? Good question.
Yeah, so far so good at the gas pump, as we mentioned. But mortgage rates are up. Car loan payments are high, and that has a great effect on everything, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why we've seen housing really slow down. The mortgage rates are north of 7, in some cases 8, depending on your credit score. We're starting to see some car loans now where we're touching $900, $1,000 a month for a car loan. And certainly credit card debt is, the interest rates there are huge. So that's a function of the interest rate environment now. We've been very used to 15 years of essentially zero interest rates, and that's helped a lot of consumers. We're now in an environment where interest rates are higher, and that's flowing through the economy. And it's, again, it's one of those things where it does take time to work its way into and through the economy. We're starting to see those impacts today from those rate increases that started over a year ago.
Don't worry, the bump in inflation may be just transitory.
I love that word, and we bring it back every once in a while.
Unfortunately, yeah. Paul Olte at Murphy & Sylvester. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Take care. Thanks.